Okay, so today we are going to be discussing Austin McBroom, and I guess you could say it's like a timeline of his trending.
Yeah,
on
his
social media.
Trending in memes.
Yeah. So, first of all, there was a divorce announcement. I remember it was on my sister's birthday.
Really?
So that's how I remember. Oh, it was on January 11th when they announced. I was with my cousins when, because we were fans of the Ace family since, like,
I know, same.
Forever, so, like.
Since I was, like, small, like, a while ago, like, when they were
like,
just trending.
Fifth grade?
Yeah.
That was, like, I was a full, like, I was, like, really into them in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And so were my cousins, so I remember when I was with them for my sister's birthday, I was like, holy, oh, I can't curse on you. I was like, oh, holy crap. Like, they announced their divorce, and then they were like, oh my gosh, like, what the hell?
I know, my mom sent it to me.
Oh, yeah.
I did not believe it. I was like, what?
I know.
Because they're so random.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, posting together, too.
Yeah, but
like,
they did take a break from YouTube for a while. But I wouldn't expect that's how.
Like, a divorce.
Exactly.
Like, I would not think that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, Catherine's opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I saw her opinion on Snapchat. She was basically saying she wasn't happy in the relationship for, like, a good amount of time. And she felt that, yeah, I guess the spark wasn't there anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. I saw on TikTok, like, a repost of it. That's how I saw it. And did Austin make an opinion?
No, but he does make, like, jokes that, like, he misses her and stuff. Like, in the Still My Ace song, it basically says, it literally says, I miss you in the song. And, yeah. okay, so, basically, if you watch Austin's Snapchats, you're gonna know that, like, basically, he wants to stay as close to his kids as possible.
Yeah.
So, he tried moving in next door in, like, a house.
Yeah.
To Catherine, like, across the street. I don't know, like, technically next door, but, like, I don't.
It was, like, across the street, like, or, like, the same.
Yeah, the same block or whatever, yeah. Right? He went on his Snapchat story, and he was like, oh, like, I got the house. Like, I got a call from my agent.
Yeah, I remember.
And then he said he got the house, but then, like, I think it was, like, 2 days later, he was like, oh, no, like, I didn't get the house, like, blah, 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 but I'm moving into an RV.
Yeah, and that's when I started, like, watching him on Snap.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what? RV?
Oh, that's like, when you started?
Yeah. Because he moved in, wait, was it in the backyard? Or, like,
when he was saying that he could do cartwheels and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I could do backflips, I could do cartwheels. That was when he was looking at the house that he was going to buy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was, like, the first, like, viral, I felt like.
The
like
first
TikTok
viral meme of him,
meme,
and
yeah,
people were
yeah.
saying that he was losing it and shit,
yeah.
like, that he was losing it, and, yeah, I remember
that.
I think that was in, like, January, but, yeah, now
they're pretty recent.
He's still living in the RV, but Catherine posted, she was like, y'all really believe he's living in that RV?
Yeah,
so
we're like,
anyway. Okay, the song.
Oh, yeah, then he started, staying over DDG's house, right?
Yeah.
And then they started to do a song, right?
Yeah. basically, oh, yeah, DDG, he posted Snapchats, and Austin did, too, of, like, their, POVs
of
I guess Austin staying over, and oh my god, it looks like Austin was very disruptive.
Oh yeah,
because he has a newborn with Holly Bailey,
and he was like playing music out loud.
Yeah, well, making eggs or some shit. No, it was ramen. It was ramen. He was
really?
Like making ramen, and he was all comfortable in the kitchen and making himself at home and everything. But Yeah, but yeah, they dropped a song, and honestly, when I heard it, I low-key thought it was good.
I thought it was good too. Like,
and then I checked the comments, and people were agreeing with me. I thought I was the only one that would think that.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, a song? Like, oh, it's not going to be that good. Mm. But it's actually really good.
It's actually good. Like, I'm not
like,
even going to
really
lie.
Good, like, it was, like, no,
it was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That surprised me. And then it went viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
And people started, like, using the sound.
Yeah, so I remember. My favorite lyric is, like, he was like, I'd be watching you right through the trees. Like, what the fuck?
Because he said that on Snap one time. He's I'd watch you through the trees.
And he was like, that makes me feel safer. Yeah, I mean, if your ex-husband dropped a song like that, would you take him back?
No. I would get sick. Like, oh, no. There's no way.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It depends. Honestly, it depends what they did. Like, Austin has been accused of, like, cheating a lot.
Yeah.
So if he cheated, but no, I'm not taking him back.
Yeah, no,
because how is there many accusations like that? Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way there could be that many accusations without at least one being true. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying all of them are true, but I'm sure, like, at least two or a good amount are true. Yeah.
Then he would, like, regularly, like, post on Snap.
He posts every day.
Literally every day. And there's, like, so many snaps. So many.
He literally, like, spams his story like crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, a good hour worth of content in there of him on his Snap daily.
Yeah. And he would do, like, random, like, skits and, like...
Yeah!
Wait, one time he, like, what's it called? Applied to work at CVS.
CVS. He went to UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
He was a student there for some time,
like,
supposedly.
The first skit.
No, wait, really? I thought it was... Yeah. No, yeah. The first skit was UCLA. And then after it was CVS. And then what was the other one? When he tried out for the NBA, the Clippers.
Oh, yeah,
something.
The Clippers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Them from, like, all those skits, people, like, will, like, clip some parts of them and, like, make memes.
I mean, I love the memes. No, I literally, you know what? Like, it's so crazy because I literally see so many memes that I relate to.
I know, my word.
That I'm like, hold on, like, this is me, and it's getting to the point where I literally post it on, like, my main account.
I know, same.
Because, like, I gotta let him know I'm relating to Austin. Like, I'm not even posting it on my second account. I have to post it on my main, because people just have to know. okay. Wait, concert meetup. Okay. I went to the concert.
Okay, where was it, though?
It was in Woodland Hills at Taft High School, and it was really fun. It started at 4, and there were a lot of kids waiting there for him. They were like, Austin McBroom's pulling
That's
out,
so
Austin
funny.
McBroom, and it was very crowded, and he was handing out merch, and when he threw it out, a lot of people were, like, fighting for it.
Oh,
they were dead ass, like, pulling that shit, and, they were pulling the shirts, and, I was like, oh my god.
Did he, like, announce it on Snap?
He announced it on his, what's the word? On his Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what's crazy? I was literally in the locker room in PE. And normally I don't go on my phone in the locker room because I'm normally, like, changing or I'm normally, like, doing something. But, yeah, I was in the locker room, and I was like, I got the urge to check my phone, and specifically Instagram, and watch Austin's story that day. And I checked it, and then I was like, oh my god, like, he's going to a concert, like, I have to pull up, like, I don't care, like, I'm pulling up, I don't care what it takes. So basically, I texted my sister, I was like, we gotta go, and she was like, oh my god, yeah, like, are you being dead ass, because I am, and I'm like, yeah. We had to find a ride. We posted on our story. If you can drive, like, come pick us up. Like, so we had one of my sister's friends, he replied, he was like, okay, I could pick you up.
That's
I
cool.
could do all that. And yeah, no, it was really fun. And DDG pulled up too.
And who else, like, his security? Or, like,
oh, you know that white guy on his story?
Yeah,
like,
Big Z.
Yeah, like him. He was there.
Is he, like, a secure? Like,
I don't even know, because he got out of the RV, and then he was acting like he was, like, what's the word? He acted like he was like taking care of everything, acting like his bodyguard, telling people to go back. I literally have videos of him. Yeah, because he's really big. So mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited to see what else he posts on Snapchat because I do check.
It's like really interesting too.
Yeah.
Even though like it's like a skit, it's like really funny.
Yeah, so I guess I don't know when he's gonna stop the skits because I don't want him to anytime soon.
I wonder what would make him stop.
I know.
Like, I wonder if it's like, oh, like, it's been so long,
yeah,
so he'll stop, or yeah, like something.
Because, you know, people make a lot of money from Snapchat.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's probably why he
More than stop. YouTube. And that's why he, like, embarrasses himself low-key, because he's making
he
money from it. You know, well, yeah, I mean, if I was making that much... Okay, I don't think I would do that. Because there's pretty embarrassing stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah.
He's making a lot of money, so...
Yeah, for sure, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, like, he planned to do this? Or, like, it just happened?
I think low-key it just happened.
I think it happened.
I think after the cartwheels.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Because mm-hmm. people were like making fun of him and stuff.
Yeah.
So you probably like took that and like made.
And made more and more because he saw it was like.
Yeah, people were going to view his thing.
Yeah.
And people did.
Yeah, I think, I don't think he necessarily planned it. Like, okay, like, what can I do to make money? Okay, I could embarrass myself on Snapchat.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think he did that.
Yeah.
Because in, like, the beginning, he seemed, like, really, like, genuine, you know?
Oh, in the, like
before? When he was, like, buying a house and stuff, it didn't seem like a skit.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. And then, no, it was after the cartwheels.
Yeah, after
That's
the cartwheels.
That's when everything started to go down. So, anyways, that's our podcast on Austin Make a Broom. Bye.